there may be areas that you display, like Jesse was saying, incredible boldness, incredible courage. But only you and Jesus know the areas where Satan has beaten you to a pulp in something. Now, some of you, it's all out. You don't have courage to do anything. I think most of the regulars here have walked out a lot of that, just as God's building us up in him, building us up in him, building us up in him. But I really feel in my heart, there's some of you that there's such untapped resources, untapped gifting, untapped what God is calling you to. Now, if you're sitting there and you're thinking, oh, yeah, I knew I should have been singing with them. Oh, I knew. I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you, okay? I'm talking to the ones that are sitting there going, I know, God, you told me to draw. You're having this mental argument with Jesus right now. There's some areas that your heart starts beating. I love it when Cindy says it. She goes, you know, if your heart's really beating really hard right now, it's probably God trying to deal with you. The young lady that's walking out right now. So this isn't the thing where you're like, oh, yeah, I know I should have been, you know, doing this for the ministry and doing this for the ministry. And I know I should. If it's any of that's going on, just right now, just kind of take that and push that aside and, you know, read the book Surrender and God will deal with it. This is the, it almost makes you a little bit sick feeling. If you have this, you may not. It almost makes you kind of like, God, don't go there. Don't go there. This is too painful. And that's what Evan does. That's what Evan does. And that's why, God, I'm so thankful for inner healing and deliverance. So I'm not one of those demons standing on the other side of the river like I used to be saying, oh, Evan, my goodness, just do it. Come on. Just do it. And he heard me saying, you are a loser. You can't do anything right. When you're on that other side of the river, if someone doesn't have a pure heart, they don't have to be perfect, but a pure heart and motive towards you, if they don't have a sense of encouragement, an ability to encourage, they come across sounding like a devil, whether it's a devil in them or not, or just flesh or whatever, but they come across as that devil on the other side of the river who's taunting you and letting you have it. But if you cannot encourage, if you know something's coming on you where you're not encouraging, you are really better to be quiet and call someone who can help you encourage. Because no need to pound in more pain and hurt. And I'll have to say, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're going to get really frustrated with people like that. That's why I see with Cindy in the fruit of her walking it out with some people, especially with drug use. And there's never a, I cannot believe you did. Now, sometimes God, you know, does put a very hard anointing on her, not harsh, so a very strong anointing on her to say, no more, you know, you need to turn away. And that's sometimes life and death, and praise God for that. So I'm not coming against any time when God uses her that way. But a normal day in and day out, loving and persevering, not accepting and saying it's okay to do this, but walking alongside with some really hard situations. And I will have to say, Evan was definitely headed towards being a hard situation. There's no doubt. And then came God and showed me so I could get some authority against those demons. And that's always my cry. God, I don't have authority over this. What's in me still? I don't have authority in this. Now I have authority in it. And it's so exciting. It's so exciting. The frustration doesn't rise up. A little teeny bit still. I'm certainly not in that perfect love place. Angel told me she went to, and I may have mentioned this about 3 or 4 weeks ago when I talked about something, but I'll mention it again. She had gone to, one of the angel's biggest callings is to really help people figure out really like their purpose and what God's called them to and things like that. It's something she's always, since the day I met her, she's always talked about that and always said, what is it she tells me to make sure you write down your, your vision. Yeah, your vision. And, you know, that's a big part of her, I think what her business will end up doing and stuff like that. And she said she went to a Bible study and they said to really find out what God's placed in you is to go back to your childhood and think about what did you like doing, be it scribbling. You know, what was it? Doesn't mean you were the best at it. And that's probably what God has called you to. That's probably what Satan is really fighting really, 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 really hard to keep you from doing it. And for that example of the scribbler and the one who liked to scribble, it takes one comment of someone with this, with, I don't know if it's a spirit of discouragement, I don't know, whatever. It's an evil spirit because it's not from God, you know, to say, well, you know, Johnny, why didn't you color in the lines? Why didn't you do this? And if there's a spirit on it, it could be very damaging. Not that in itself. If you have wholeness at home and parents that lift you up and build you up, or even a mother who has the Lord that lifts you up and builds you up, then people like that can say anything to you and it's not going to take it. It's usually when there's some damage going on with the family, which most of us in here have had, and then a spirit brought in also to discourage you. And you know, the truth is, Jordan, with people that are very, very, I want to say artsy, Susan, and I say that to them because I know they were involved in what my daughter's involved in with the School of the Arts. They really think very differently. They really do things differently. They don't always learn the same way a structured school setting learns. And it sometimes makes them very much feel like they're a failure and they're not going to be successful. And God put all that artistic stuff in individuals. And he doesn't want you sticking yourself back in that little box and doing it the way that everyone wants you to do it. Now, we do have school and there's respect and authority and yada, yada, yada. I'm not saying go tell your teachers you're not going to learn tomorrow or next week. I don't mean that. But you can, instead of running and withdrawing, you can say, Lord Jesus, school seems hard to me, or this seems hard to me. I don't learn like others learn. Show me, Lord. Teach me. Give me the right teachers. And then God will bring about teachers that are not going to say, you need to do it this way and this way and this way. He'll bring about teachers that'll say, oh, I like that. It's different, but I like it. Tell me about it. And you know, for those of you that are teachers, in any shape or form, you know, you could be the one that God used to sow into that child and say, go for it. Some of you have really, truly never felt encouraged. And those, I want to raise their hand. Those people who really felt. Now I know with the ministry, God is encouraging you and God's changed your life. I'm not talking that, but I'm saying that you really feel a very heavy, I don't feel encouraged. I don't feel like in my life there was a lot of encouragement. I want you to raise your hand. Okay, this is the group that I thought would raise their hand. So could you all, do you mind if you feel led of the Lord, come up? There is something that literally comes along and just steals from some people. And Nilo is going to pray. We're going to go ahead and do a prayer. about this. And then if Nilo said he will pray for the gentleman over there, and Karen, you don't mind me praying with me about this with everyone. And then we'll pray for the ladies. And this is an area, though, we can pray, and we will. Sometimes it is really talking it out also and really saying, you know, I'll have to say something. Donna's not out here. You know, I am so excited. My sisters, I still cannot believe that when I walked out and joined the praise team, that neither one of them discouraged that. Now, I'm not saying that to be mean, and I can sing. There's not a problem with that. But again, not that we're comparing each other, but I don't sing like a Karen, for example. And we always played, like when we were growing up, we were singers and stuff like that. And neither one of them, and even Donna, I mean, Cindy would never do that anyway, but Donna, who jokes a lot and everything and teases, never said a word to diminish me doing that. And I mean, that is, that, you know, you got, there's joking, and then there's, watch out, you're going to pull away what someone's called to, joking.